Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal PayMe link or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
I say for the first time, we are live. Let's welcome people that are online. Let's welcome them. Let's welcome people that are online and let's welcome them. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They are welcome. God loves them. Hallelujah. And we love you too. Amen. Wow. Today, what has been in my spirit to speak about It's too long. It's not something that we can finish today. I'm just hoping that we can cover what we need to cover today because we are celebrating. Hallelujah. But we have to hear what the Lord has to say. Are you ready for the word of God? Are you ready for the word of God? I want to talk about something that is very close to my heart. In fact, everything that I talk about is close to my heart. As long as it's from the Word of God, it's close to my heart. Every time I have to preach, I say I'm going to talk about something that's close, maybe I'm as closest, though, but they are all close to my heart. Amen. We are going to talk about the two greatest miracles. The two greatest miracles. Are you here? The two what? Greatest miracle that this world has ever seen. The two what? And I believe some of you might be thinking, is he going to talk about the creative miracles, fire coming down? No. those are not the greatest miracle. Or is it about moving a mountain? No. That one, you just need faith as small as a mustard seed to do it. I always wonder why nobody has moved the mountain yet when so little is required. Look at your neighbor. Haven't you been tempted to move a mountain? And that mountain, what happened? Ask your neighbor, what happened? Haven't you believed once in your life, say, okay, I want to try the scripture, and went to a mountain and say, you mountain, be moved. I want to know, did it move? Hello? It hasn't moved. Had it moved, would it be the greatest miracle? No. Of course. The media houses will be after you to report it. You'll be a great person. Honestly, you'll be great. If you raise the dead, you'll be great. If you do that, you'll be great. But those are not the greatest things in the kingdom of God. So what are these things? Two. Number one, it's a miracle of salvation. Oh, somebody's disappointed here. It's a miracle of salvation. I say it's a miracle of salvation. You see me here, I'm a product of a miracle. Oh no. To whom much is given, much is what? It's expected, isn't it? Hallelujah. Are you in the house of God? So what is the miracle number one? You are sitting next to a product of a miracle right there. The one on your left. You may not think so, but hey, you are sitting next to a miracle. To save a human being is a miracle. Why am I have to talk about it? It's because, you know what, if you do not appreciate the value of what you have, you will abuse it. Am I talking to somebody here? Many of us, we are so distracted in this world, you can't even appreciate the greatest things that has ever happened to us. Salvation. Oh my goodness. That was the beginning of a good story. A new life. Where would you be today? Have you ever thought about it once in your life? Had you not met Christ or had you not died? What would you be doing today? Many of us will be dead, I can tell you that. I can tell you. But Jesus saved us. Hallelujah. And these are the things we must talk about. Salvation. Puluso. Insindiso. Because we take these things for granted, yet it's the greatest miracle. And I'll show you why it's the greatest miracle, by the way. I'm going to show you. And the second greatest miracle, can you guess what it is? Miracle of transformation. To see a human being transforming, wow. It's a miracle. Changing from this person to this person. From this person to this person, it's a miracle. So I want to talk about those two miracles today, and I probably will just talk about the miracle of salvation, and we'll do part two as the miracle of transformation. Are you here? So why is salvation even greater than the opening of the eyes?
It's because these things are just means to an end. They are not an end by themselves. Even what we think is great is leading us to something greater, which is salvation. When you see miracles, those miracles must lead you to something greater, which is salvation. Hallelujah. They were given for the salvation of our souls, by the way. These miracles we are seeing. The things that we are chasing, some of us, to see, these are not even the best things the kingdoms can offer. In fact, it's for unbelievers. You know, if you are a Christian, you are still running to see these things for you to believe. Then you're not a believer, obviously. There's no amen, but it's okay. John 4, verse 48. I'm going to try and run through this. Are you blessed, Bazalwane? Eh? John 4, verse 48. Jesus Christ said, and he was responding to a royal official's plea that Jesus should come and heal his son. This is what he said. Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe. You will not believe until you do what? You see, what is the greatest thing here? To believe. But you must first wait for the signs for you to get there. Which one is greater? Is believing. Are you hearing me? So these things are there to help people believe. Are you here? Luke 10, verse 17 says, you remember Jesus Christ has sent his disciples out two by two. Remember that? Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said, behold, I give you the authority to trample on what? On serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Wow. Say, wow. Wow. What great power. And then he says, nevertheless, Jesus. We are excited, in Amanda, you know, I've got this great power, you know, I can trample on some. He said, wait a minute, that's not something to be proud of. You're not hearing me. That's not something to be excited about. There are greater things than this one. Do not rejoice in this, that these spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. You are saved, in other words. That's what you must be excited about. There are three areas that I want to look at to show you how much of a miracle is salvation. Number one is the whole issue of new birth. Say new birth. You remember Nicodemus? Who went to Jesus by night? A pastor. And I'm not gonna ask this man questions, everybody looking. I must just go at night. Hallelujah. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, John 3, from verse 2. The man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these things. Now, I want you to underline, no one can do these things. He had already seen miracles, and he realized this is not the end. Jesus Christ. There must be something even greater we are being called to. Are you hearing me? He says, we have seen this thing. You know, some of us, when we have seen things like this, we say, I'm saying, figile manje. I've arrived. What more do I want? No. This man said, we have seen it all. There must be something more. Tell me. Hey. Are you here? No one can do these things except from God. Tell me. I want something more. I want a miracle. Hallelujah. Are you here? So what did Jesus say? He said, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless one experiences the miracle of new birth, he will not be born again. He will not see the kingdom of God. He asked what I think is the biggest question ever asked for me. What did he say? He said, I hear you. How can a man be born when he's old? It didn't make sense because it had to be a miracle. Oh, people, it's just so impossibilities. Am I talking to somebody here? Say, wait, are we talking, what, is this a miracle? Hallelujah. Amen. He says, can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? It just didn't make sense to him. But Jesus answered and said, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Unless one is born of what? Of water and spirit, he will not enter the kingdom of God. I'm sure you are still confused. He says, okay, let me explain to you. What is born of the flesh is flesh. He says, okay, what you're talking about, your mother, is flesh. And you are flesh. So you are born of flesh. So you are flesh. This is not what we are talking about. He says to him, there is something that looks similar to what you know of a natural birth, and is called spiritual birth. Oh. Now, if you have seen childbirth, you will know that this is a miracle. How many of you have seen a child being born? Not many. You have missed miracles, I'm telling you. You know, some men are cowards. They know how to make children, but when the children come, they run away. Say, no, please, I don't want to see. When the child is born, say, come. Say, I don't want to see. They are missing a chance to see a miracle. At that moment when the child comes out, wow, and the head comes out like, hey, you should see it. Then you should see it. And the child, you see life coming out like that. Hey, a head suddenly, they say, greeting you, good morning. How's everybody around? I say, what a miracle. And you're looking at the child, even just as the head appears in the face, you say, ooh, that looks like me. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You see a miracle. Just a body coming to life. It's a miracle. And he says to him, exactly in the spirit, when you believe, something like that happens. Wow. Ah, wow. Hallelujah. The same thing you see in the natural. I said, that is something born in the flesh. Now, let me tell you, there's something similar in the spirit. Hallelujah. I've never seen any parent keeping quiet about the child that is born. Don't tell anybody. It's between us. Don't even tell your mother. Don't tell your, listen, it's just, let's keep this. Have you ever seen such a person? I receive calls 2 minutes after the child is born. Pastor, you don't know. What is it? Ooh, what? Now, please tell me what is it. Ooh, Pastor, ooh. Because they've just witnessed a miracle. Who keeps crying about the miracle? Hallelujah. So ask your neighbor, what kind of a miracle you have when you're so quiet about it? You want to tell the whole world. You want to go on Facebook. You want to go on Instagram. You want to share the miracle with the whole world. I'm now a father. Don't you want think that God wants you to be proud that He is the father of this thing? Look at the neighbor, say a miracle of salvation. Stop looking for miracles. There's no greater. You are a walking miracle. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a walking miracle. Number two, we are saved by grace through faith. What does it mean? It's because of this issue of being saved by grace through faith. Now I'm going to explain it to you. Romans 10, we'll read from verse 9. Are you still here? Am I leaving anybody behind? Verse 9 says, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Wow. Is that all? You know, sometimes you tell people to do that. Say, is that all? Is that all about salvation? Hey, that's a miracle. You see, a miracle, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. You just receive it. Am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah. Say, it is a miracle. Now, listen to this. And it says, you will be saved. I don't think you heard what I'm saying. The Lord Jesus Christ, if you confess with your mouth, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, umzalwano, is that not amazing? Nothing more. See that? When you say libazalwane, is that what you're saying? Is that all? You know, some of us want to make Christianity look like it's a very complicated matter. Of course, the way we behave ourselves, okay, is for the selected few. But it's for everyone. He has made it so simple, so easy to access this miracle that anyone can just do it and they're good to go. I mean, you say these words today, Jesus Christ comes today, Zihamba Sonke. Retsama ka ofela, our pastor. After preaching for 20 years, and I get saved today, vele, Zihamba Sonke. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Some of us have been preaching for 20 years, but when heaven weighs what we have been saying, it weighs nothing. You will be a neighbor in heaven or to somebody who got born again the same day they died. Your houses will look the same. Ang sebenze kangang. Sabona lo mfana lo. No, it's not about that. What gives value to what we speak is the Spirit Himself. If it's not in it, it weighs nothing.
Oh, come on, clap your hands for Jesus Christ.
For with the heart, one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation.
Hallelujah. Isn't this a miracle? You believe in your heart, then you are made righteous. And I want you to follow me. You believe in your heart and you are made righteous. And then you speak and your salvation is complete.
So, first we must receive the word. Now, that's the point. You must what? You must receive the word. Now, look at verse 14 of Romans 10. Same Romans 10, verse 14. Now, listen and understand this carefully. It says, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So for them to believe, they must hear something. They must hear what? The word. And for them to hear the word, somebody must speak the word. So the word that we receive, now listen to me careful. The word that we receive is like a seed that falls on good grounds. Hallelujah. Meaning it must be received, a receptive heart. Hallelujah. And then what happens? That word springs into life. It becomes life. Hallelujah. Now that is why we become immediately righteous. It becomes the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now remember, unless the grain first falls and dies, it remains. He was speaking about himself that he has to die. And Jesus Christ is the word. That's why he said that when he's speaking about the parable of the sower in Matthew chapter 13, he speaks about the seed that falls where? On hard ground. Now the seed that falls on hard ground, even if it falls, it does not die because it's not in the ground. I don't know if you're hearing me. So for it to die, it has to be in the ground. Hallelujah. And then it must sprout. And that speaks about the life of Christ in us. Now you have to understand this. When we receive the word of faith, when we receive this word, it's like a seed. This word is Christ himself. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God and the word was God. Are you hearing me? And the word became flesh and lived amongst us, talking about Christ. Oh, am I talking to the right people here? Hallelujah. And we receive the same word by faith as we hear it being preached. And when it comes unto us, that word is Christ himself.
Oh, Jesus.
He springs back into life in our lives. Hallelujah. Are you here? He springs back into what? He springs back into life. So you begin to experience Christ living in you through his word. Now, remember, no one is righteous. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. No one is righteous. 2 Corinthians 5, 21. No one is righteous. No one. It's only God. That's why the Bible says that he made Romans 3, verse 10. Sorry. No one is righteous. No one. It's Romans 3, verse 10. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21 says, let's look at 2 Corinthians 5, 21 says, for he made him who knew no sin to be what? Sin. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, for us, that we might do what? Become the righteousness of God in him. Do you see that? You see how we become, remember, we believe unto righteousness. Are you here? Because we receive the word of God, which is Christ himself, the righteousness of God. Are you here? So immediately we become righteous. There is a miracle. It does not matter what you have done. Immediately you become what? I cannot hear you. You immediately become what? I'm talking about being saved by grace through faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you become what? Righteous immediately, regardless of what you have done. You become in the right standing. That's why you will be born again today, because you receive Christ. It's no longer you that lives now, it's Christ who lives in you. Hallelujah. Say, what a miracle.
What a miracle.
Say, what a miracle.
What a miracle.
So when we receive the word of God in faith and we believe, hallelujah, that gives the seed, the ground, to die and live. Are you here? Are you here? Say, I am the righteousness of God. Through Christ. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus Christ? Do you love Jesus Christ? So why do we have to confess? Why do we have to speak? Now you have to listen to me. Why do we have to speak and confess? Ask your neighbor. Now, to complete our salvation, why do we have to speak? Ask your neighbor, why then do we have to speak? Now, in this world, nothing stands unless it's confessed. You can believe whatever you believe in your heart until you speak it. Now, that is very important. Some of you say, I believe, it's just in my heart, it's in my heart. Speak it. Confession is important. Say, confession is important. Even the devil, to destroy you, he wants to push you to say something better about yourself. You're not hearing me. For him to destroy your life, he wants to push you to say something, you know, hey, but my life is like this, but my life, then he finishes you. Because he needs to work with something. In this world, confessions establishes things. Be careful about what you speak. Even heaven will honor it. Some of you say, I didn't mean what I said. Hey, heaven does not know about things that are not meant for what they are said. Hello. So in this world, nothing stands unless spoken forth. It becomes a permanent record. Remember, we were created in the image of God. The Bible says that he speaks and his words go forth and does not come back to him without a report. Are you not made in his image? So is your word. Every word comes back to give a report. That is why if you curse somebody, that curse will go and work and will come and tell you, that's why the biggest witches are those that witchcraft in their hearts, not the ones that fly. Are you hearing me? You don't need to go to a school of witchcraft to witchcraft somebody. You just have to have a terrible heart. Wicked heart. You have a friend in the devil. He's just looking for partners. So, you speak it, demons will run with it. So you speak evil, demons runs with that evil and make sure it happens. You speak good, angels run with it and make sure it happens. Who do you want to send? Demons will try to carry what is good, but ayashisali, they can't touch it. They only run with bad news. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trying to slow down. Hallelujah. I'm trying to do what? John 3 verse 14 says. John 3 verse 14. It says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him, underline whoever believes in him, should not perish but have what? Eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. Now, tell me that is not a miracle. Listen, in the wilderness, they were beaten, these people, and Moses made this serpent and hanged it on a tree. You remember the story? And all they had to do was to look at the snake, and then they would be healed. Do you know? You know there are people who didn't look. Oh, Jesus. Do you know there are people who died? Just looking was impossible for them. And it's still happening today. There are people who don't want to look. And they are dying, eh? You see how easy it was to just look at that serpent on the tree and people would be healed. He's saying the same thing. Just look, but a look of faith. And then you'll see what happened. You will be saved. If you look at him and say, okay, who is this? But if you look at it, wow, that is supposed to be me there. I believe it. You're saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say it's a miracle. Say it's a miracle. Say I'm going to take a look of faith. Hebrews 4 verse 2. Hebrews 4 verse 2. Hebrews 4 verse 2. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. Cow fella, we have heard the gospel. All of us. We did hear. Just as everybody had the message that look at the serpent, but there are those who didn't look. No one will say anaka utka announcement. Everybody had the message that look at the serpent and you will be saved. Just today we are telling people that Jesus is hanging on the cross. Just look at him with faith and you will be saved. But there are people who are still not looking. So this thing was preached to all of them. But the word which they heard did not profit them. Why? Underline. It was not mixed with faith by them who had it. You see, now I'm speaking the word of God. If you don't mix it with faith, it will not benefit you. What does it mean? Faith means a receptive soil, a good ground. Where this thing can go and sink. The word of God will profit you when it sprouts. And it begins to bear fruit in your life. Amen. Some of us, we want to look for verses when we are in trouble. We want to Google. I'm looking for a verse that says, whatever, because you are in the situation. When is it going to fall and die? Let me tell you, what you learn today will probably benefit you in 5 years' time. Oh, I'm not encouraging somebody here. What is benefiting you today is not what you learned today, it's what you learned yesterday. Because this seed must still come and fall and die and sprout. And it must be watered in his presence through meditation, through prayer, through intercession, day in and day out. One day, I say one day, One day something will begin to come out of the ground and say, what is that? Yes. Not today. Tomorrow. Are you here? So those who had it, they didn't mix it with anything. It's just, oh, okay. John 12, verse 24. Remember, saved by grace. Hallelujah. But to wrap up on that, and I'll talk about the last one, and then we're done. Are you still here? Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains. Hallelujah. But if it dies, it produces what? Much grain. Say glory to Jesus Christ. The last one is the whole issue of substitution. Say substitution. Substitution is a miracle by itself. And I want to give you a picture here that will make sense to you. Make it simple. Do you know those Wild West movies? Do you know those movies? Clint Eastwood. He came to life just now. You remember those? You remember those with horses and all those things? Do you know and guns? The young people don't know these things. Ne? What do they call them? Cowboys. Oh, there's cowboys. Let's see, young people. Do you know cowboys? Aha. Uh-huh. I'm sure you don't watch those movies because they don't have a lot of sophistication. They are for us, isn't it? No, I don't want to watch this thing. But hey, there are some great lessons there, isn't it? Now listen to this. You see those movies and you see they will be like small towns, like one street. You remember that? So you know these movies. And then imagine in that place there's a court going on and they caught this guy, a thief or whatever. And then they are hanging this guy. They've decided, they are quick. The next day you could be hanged. Are you hearing me? I mean, like, it's quick. They just have to call one guy, come, let's decide. Or a sheriff will be, that's it. He decide by taking him out. Amen? Are you in the house? So, imagine this guy is about to hang there and they're about to pull that support and so that he dropped. Remember that? And then comes this guy, 100 meters away, 100 meters away. Pulls out this gun and he shoots a rope, 100 meters away. That can only be cowboys. 100 meters away. And he does it just as they're about to pull this thing underneath you. Say never, pa. And you look around, hey, Gwenzagal, what happened? Am I dead? Am I alive? Well, it looks like the same people are still here. Hallelujah. Say, pa. That speaks about what happened to you, by the way. You were hanging, you were just about to die. And there comes Jesus and said, pa, kuta. Hi, just one nap. And now listen. The story continues. Are you here? Just as everybody is surprised what has just happened, when they look, they see the shooter hanging and dead. They see the shooter on the rope hanging and dead. And they look, they see this guy. They look at this man. What is going on? And then they grab the guy and say, no, we must still kill him. This guy is a thug. And the court, the judge says, no. No man can serve twice for the same sentence. No man can serve the same sentence twice. But, didn't somebody die for this crime? He said, nah, he died. So you want another one to die for the same crime? He said, no, that's not the same. He's free. The Bible says in Romans 3 verse 8, as I conclude, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Give God a hand of praise. There is everything to be excited about. Right there, pa kutlu, life given. And they say, sin no more. And look at you today. You have just survived things. God bless you. I'm done preaching. Hallelujah. Worshippers, please come. Amen. Next week, we'll continue on the subject of transformation. How many of you believe this is a miracle? Salvation is a miracle. Salvation is a miracle. Hallelujah. Appreciate what you have. You may not have many things in this world, but you know what? You have the greatest. You may not have experienced many miracles, but hey, they will still be small. Hallelujah. Let us stand on our feet and begin to thank God for our salvation. Now, if you are here, you are not born again. You have just heard the miracle is for you. You are here. Do you want Jesus Christ? Lift up your hand. I want to pray with you. And even for the people online, if you don't have God, if you have not accepted Jesus, today is the day of your miracle. You don't even know that you are about to serve a sentence. For the wages of sin is death. You don't even know. But listen, if you will give your life to Jesus today, that rope will be shot right there and you'll be released. It doesn't matter what you have done. Stop condemning yourself. The shooter is about to hang on your behalf. Jesus is here. So lift up your hand right now. You're not born again. You want Jesus Christ. Let me see that hand. I'm going to pray with everyone. I see that hand. Somebody says he wants Jesus. I see that hand. I can see the other hand. Hallelujah. I can see those hands. I can see those hands that are coming up. Yes, let's clap hands for Jesus. And we also want to pray for people also joining us on live stream. Also, let's all lift up your hands wherever you are. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you. I receive this miracle. I believe also in my heart that you have died. You came in the flesh and you died. As I hear this, I'm not hardening my heart. so this seed can be eaten by birds. I soften my heart so this word can come into my heart. So you may begin to grow in me. I believe you have died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord. I confess today that you have authority over my life and no one else. I choose you, Jesus. I choose to follow you. From today, I believe I'm born again. I believe I'm going to heaven. I believe I'm your child. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Clap, 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 and switch it. Amen. You know, I want you to stop thinking that nothing is happening in your life. You are born again. You are born again. Whatever must happen is just a bonus. You are born again. Celebrate salvation. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.